Kum Lenin Ablat Gemara. We are up to Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. We'll just do the mission again. The Elu She'ein Shechtin Aleyen. No, next mission. Yeah, this mission here.
My finger is.
Be'elu and the following cases are munim, which are less severe. She'ein shechtin alein loy b'migdash. We will not allow you to bring the animal to the base of migdash. But v'loy b'medina, nor can the kohen eat from it based on these munim, because they're weak. For example, chavarva, the gray dots or the white dots in the eyes, the hamayim or watery eyes, ab'en kavuyin, they're not permanent. They come and go. So it disqualifies and bring them as bech, but it does not entitle the kohen to eat it. The chutin ha'primi shenivgu, the inner jaws that were nicked, that's a mum, but it's not. I mean, you can't bring them as bech, but you can't eat on it. Avolei nekra, if it was pulled out completely, then you actually can eat as well. Ubal gedev, if you have boils, ubal yebelis, if you have a wart, ubal chazozis, so you also have other kind of pimples with pus. We'll soon see. Zokin, an old animal, the chayla, a sick animal, we don't want them on his bear, but does not disqualify them that the kohen can eat it. Umizoyim, if it's all perspiration and it's all stench, we're just revising the mission yesterday. If an aveda happened to the animal, for example, the bestiality, or shehem is adam al piyedech, al piyabaylim, or they kill somebody, and what happens over there, they should have killed the animal, but because only one egg, a single egg, you don't. The tumtum adregin is a tumtum where there's no simonim, you don't know what it is. There's a skin growth over there, you don't know if a male or female. Vandregin is, it has both signs, you don't know what that is. Halachically, it's leib in migdash, we don't want it in the base of migdash because it's how can it be a pchair? And the leib in medina, but no, is that a mum that you disqualifies that you can eat it. Shimon argues, he says, what are you talking about? An adreginus is no greater mum than that, because I believe an adreginus is actually a male. It's not a suffix. You say it's a suffix. I say it's a male, but with a hole in it, because it has a female thing there. So therefore, it's a mum, and the kohen can eat from it. And the chachamim say it's neither male or female. Ain't a bechayit. It's a third species altogether. El nigzes v'never. You can do whatever. You can share the wool and do the void. Okay, this is where up to yesterday in the Gemara. Says the Gemara of a God of law, you're telling me that a God of is not a proper simon. Voxi, not proper mum. We will learn God of Anais is clearly the Taita that a blind or a broken, a chorot, a yabelis, a God of says God of is one of the mum. Another question is, v'chazoz is law. Again, chazoz, you tell me it's a weaker mum. Voxi, it says, v'pazi yalef is a word, v'raisa, and v'tanya, l'tna, v'raisa, that God of is a cheres. Now, what's God of? God of is a kind of a boil that is dry like clay on the outside, and yalef is, and what Ayalef is Zuchazos and Mitzis. These are these Egyptian boils. Yeah.
Even when the
Gemara
describes what it is, they still keep
it. Very nice. Omer Yishlok says, it gets stuck to you, and it stays with you at Yom HaMitzvah till the very end of the time. So Bishlay Mechazod is a Chazal Kasha. The Taita says Chazod is a Mum Pasul Matayda, and our Mishnah says it's one of the weaker Mumim. I can understand. Kan Bechazod is Hamitzis. If it's the Egyptian one, the Shechin, you know, the boy that were given to Mitzrayim, so that lasts forever. And Kan Bechazod is Dalmas Tama Chazod is, which is very different. It's different makeup. Ella God of a God of Kasha is the Gemara God of a Kasha. If it's moist, is a weaker one, and if it's dry, it's a worse one. For a lach, itse, a moisture one can get healed, so therefore it's a weaker mum. And yavish le mitzvah, but a dry one cannot get healed. For the mother, the lach, mitzvah, tell me a moist one can get healed. But Xivan Pazza, you got kecha Hashem, and it says in the Teicha, but not in this week, but next week. In Gisavai. Ya kecha Hashem, b'shchim mitzvah, the Abish should punish you with the shchim mitzvah. And then it says in the end of the Pazik, and at the end of the Pazik, it says over there that you cannot be healed from it. That you cannot be healed from it at all. So how can you tell me now that you couldn't receive a bacheres? And since it says a bacheres, one of the things in the pasuk says it should be bacheres. Had a god of lach amu, that's talking about a god which is moist. That's moist on the inside and dry on the outside. Well, come as a loytuchel it up in the face of pasuk, you cannot be cured. El tlos have it. Three kinds of chazazis. The kra yavish maybe from your chutz. The mum that's 100% pasul is dry on the inside and on the outside. The masnisi in our Mishnah that is weak is lach b'vuchutz, is moist on the outside and umifnim, moist inside and outside, it could be cured. Therefore, it's a mum, but a weaker one. The Mitzrayim is yavish b'vuchutz. Mitzrayim one is dry on the inside, and lach b'vuchutz. The Mitzrayim one is dry on the inside, but moist on the outside. It says, v'hishchin ba'adam. So it says, so it was dry and it was only moist on the outside. And therefore, that one over there is the punishment we're talking about, the Shechem Mitzrayim. What up to that? Zokin, an old animal, a sick one, has a terrible stench. We don't want it in the Mizbeach. How do you know this? That might be learned. It says in the Pasuk, it's after davening. It says in Pasuk that if you bring an animal from the sheep, or from the flock, flock of the sheep, I mean the goats, prat, mean means not all of them. Which ones don't we want? A zokin, an old one, a chayla, a sick one, a mzulim, and one with terrible stretch. It's richer. Why you need three different lemudim? Because lachman and muti zokin, the only thing we know, you cannot bring an old one, I would say, the body will never get cured. You never get young again, unless like Pons de Leon, they find the fountain of youth. But until then, you'll never get young again. Aval chayla, the other body, but a sick person eventually will get young, will get well again, maybe it's not a psul. Because it's not that uncommon thing. Everybody gets old eventually. Maybe therefore it doesn't disqualify. Because these are weak. Old one gets weak. And what do you call it? Sick one gets weak. Terrible stench doesn't make you weak. Maybe it's kosher. Let only tell us that you can't have one with a terrible stench. How can you bring that to the base of Mikdash? But old or sick is not mias. Maybe it's not absurd. See if you need all of them. Shenev the Baveda, if the bestiality took place, how do you know that what you shouldn't bring him is bad? Min ha behema lohitzi to exclude the roiveya venirba bestiality, min ha buck and not all the cattle, lohitzi san never if it's served for Avodah Zarah, min ha tzayim from the sheep, lohitzi the muktzi just seems set aside for Avodah Zarah. Umin ha tzayim from the sheep, lohitzi san negech. If it gores, you cannot use it either. But he murdered Hani, all of these cases have been ectonian, they should get killed. Why are they even around? We're talking about it was a single age or so it happened, or there's the owner, and therefore you don't kill him based on that. You need to age him. Says the Gemara, you said.
Just from the extra word that yes. You learn
each. Not the extra word. Each was supposedly min habok, it means not all the cattle, from the cattle. So which ones are we excluding? Not extra word.
I was saying, but is it. No, why Dafke, Reveh Venirve, what's that connected to Bokar?
No, we have to find. So the first one is the one that we think is the most disgusting to put on the. And Reveh Venirve seems to me is more. Is worse than a never of a disorder. Yeah. Working our way, each one is like a bigger chiddush. Says the Gemara. Okay, the Mishnah says that at first the Tanakham hold the tumtum and the regnus cannot be brought in Bez Migdash. Now says the Gemara, Bishlaim, but tumtum and Migdash, I understand why a tumtum in Abchai cannot be brought in Bez Migdash, deal in a cavey. Maybe it's a female. How can you bring in a Bez Migdash? Fine. Why can't the coin eat from it? Because maybe it's a zocher, and if it's a carbon, it's kodesh. Okay, I understand. But lesba mumen, there's no fault here. So either zocher in the cave, and there's no mum there, so therefore it's stuck. Elan dregen, what's that dregen? The dregen has both simonim. Both has both simonim. And what are you telling me? That you cannot put on his bech, nor can a coin eat. I don't understand. Bishleim, but mikdash loy. Why? I understand. You know, the Tanakhama holds, where masupik halachically, is this a boy or a girl? You have both simonim, so what's the halacha? We have three opinions in Mishnah. Tanakhama says it's a suffix what it is. Rav Shimon says definitely it's a male. And the Chachamim say definitely it's a third species altogether. Not a Chum. The Chachamim say definitely a third species. So, okay, I'm trying to understand now the first of Tanakhama. But Dilma in the cave, I understand why you cannot put him as bech. Maybe halachically it's a girl, I mean, a female. Okay. El Medina, but Medina, Nami, Nihi, the Zohar, who. Even if you argue that it's a male, but it's a male, if it's a male, Manushach, it's a female, there's no Bechay. So the kohen can use it. And if it's a male, it's a male that has where female parts are, is a hole. And that's a mum for a male. So therefore, manushech, the kohen can eat it. Nihid zachru, tasen, ekvos chritz. Let's treat it as if it's a chritz, a kate, a yishchait, and let the kohen eat it and use it, enjoy it, based on the mum, vichcholem. I'm going to buy Omar Kro. It says in the Pasuk, when it talks about the mumim, it says blind or broken, oy chorutz. It says oy chorutz, and the word before that is oy shavar broken. So chorutz has to be dumi the shavar. This cut, this slit, has to be similar to a broken one. That went away. Ma shavar mokametzim, when we say broken, what are we talking about? Bone, av chorutz mokametzim, here's just a place of flesh. Therefore, it's not a psul. See, if it's a middle and there's a hole, it's not a psul. Rabbi says you don't need that drasha, but loy shavu nami, loy matzah nami. Even without the word shavu, even without this hekesh in the pasuk, charud b'makom baser havi mum. Nevertheless, you cannot say that a slit in flesh is a mum. And that not because we're dashing, we compare it to Oishavar. But Bechal, you can't say it. Because Isaac, that's the one we're arguing. What? And tell me a cut anywhere, a slit anywhere. It's a moon. Kiv under Amma, since the Pasik says. Garev Zehu HaCheres. Since the Pasuk says that Garev, that's Cheres, that's a dry, you know, the dry cake, the dry, boil, but it dry completely. Is Michritz Chorit. We know that that is considered halachically like a cut. And if it's halachically like a cut, so what do I have to call it Garev? It's already included in the Chorit. How do you know it's a cut? Because we find when it comes to Tzaras. That the tzaras is deeper than the regular skin. Like the sun is deeper than than the shade. So the list of Rachmana Chorud le Bayi Garev. Let us just say Chorud, you don't need Garev. V'amina Chorud le Mozak, an incision, which is like deep in the skin, embedded in the skin. Which is not mis. Habimum Garev, which is like a tzara, boils like a tzara. The mas, which is mis, and it's similar because it's deep in the skin, like koshkein, surely it should be asr. Koshe rachmana Garev lemeima, the chor bang basla habimum. You know what there's a Garev, because dafka Garev, but a chritz inside the skin, just a slit inside the skin, is not a mum, because there's no bone there. Says he might have not over yet. Kabaye amar chorut, not Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says it's a male, but it's a mum. What about a bayou who said that it's not a mum because there's no bone there? Kabayel Amar Shmuel Shmuel doesn't agree with a bayou doing the shavur. Let me, we don't say that. Rava, not me. Let me don't say Rava either because Dilma Heiched the Leiminkra. Maybe we don't say like Rava because Dafke there where it's not recognizable. Avol Heiched the Minkra Mumra. Since you can recognize the slit, it's called a Mumra. It's not the kind of tzaras we're talking about. Boy, Rabbi, that's the question. My time, the Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, how do we understand Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel says you cannot put it on Mizbech and nor can the Kohen use. There's two ways to understand Rabbi Shmuel. One is he doesn't know. Is it of the Kohen, therefore you cannot put it on Mizbech? But is it a Zachar with a Mum so the Kohen can eat it? Or he's saying definitely an Adregnis has a din of a Zachar. Obviously, he's negated a lot of other dinim, all mitzvahs and everything else. What's an Adregnis? Who is he? Is he a male or a female? Or a Safik? But you know, my time is the pshat mifshat pshitle. He's 100% convinced. Andreigin is b'chayru. He holds Andreigin is a b'chayr umuma imai and navas is possible completely for a coin because it has that slit. Oydilma svukim esapke. He's not sure. Is it a female? Can't bring his bech. Is it a male? But with a mum. The im tim tolaim come and he's just saying if you say it's a male, it's not a mum. Im tim tolaim b'chayru are imumi imai. The main afkemina was afkemina. I'm not sure what was actually afkemina. It's a big difference if he's not so much an animal, but a human. If an androgynous has a din of a zocher, it's a big difference than if it's a suffix. Chayim mitzvahs are like a zocher. But I guess we're talking about even on the animal. Is there an afkamina within the animal itself? Let's say the guy with the coin went ahead and shore it. Does he get malchus? If it's a zocher, he definitely gets malchus. Because if it's a b'chayr, because a b'chayr balmum, you can only eat it. You cannot share the wool or do avay with it, so we'll get malchus. But if it's a suffix, you don't get malchus. If it's Vadi Azoch, you gotta give it a coin. The coin will enjoy it. If it's a suffix, then it's you know, I'm going to go over there. You eat it. Toshma come near, Rabbi Loya, Mishab Rishmol, it says in the Rosh and Rishmol, and the Regen is, what is that Regen? It's a Bchoy, who mummy, it sounds like a Vadi Bchoy, Vadi male. Shmam, you know, Mifshab Shitle. Think about what I say, same thing in our Mishnah, yet we said with Dilmim Titulamakama. He's saying it's either a female, no problem, it's not a Bchoy, and even if it's a male, mummy, it's not saying definitely. Definitively, talk about coming here. It says in Pasuk. It says by an oila zochar v'loy nekeva. It says by an oila, you should be a zochar, right? You should zochar tami yakrivenu. So we learn that not a female. Kishoyim lamata. There's another pasuk by an oila where it says zochar. It says zochar tami yakrivenu in another pasuk. Says the second time. Matam. At any time, there's no need for it. Matam. What's it coming to exclude now? A keva already is excluded. An oila has to be a zochar. Matam alayim lohaiti to exclude. Tumtum and another eginess. Now,
one excludes tumtum and the other one.
The first one excludes in the cave, but the second one excludes both. Tumtum and the other same class. Mani, who is this? Ilay Matanakama. Tanakama said in our Mishnah that Andreginus is a suffix male and a suffix female. Mani. Ile metanakama sveikuhu. He's not he's masupik. Van dregnis is a male or female. Osi krole mutes sveikim. What's the pasuk telling you? The pasuk is telling you that I don't want you to bring something with the sofi. The Eibusha has sveikis. As Rashi says, the Eibusha has sveikis. Leko sofi kameshmaya. There's no sveikis there. At least the Eibusha would tell us what to do. We don't know what it is, but Eibusha knows what it is. It tells us what to do. Don't just tell us, since you guys don't know what to do, don't do it. El Rabbona Basroi.
He says they're better before
Atzma. Who said?
Rashi.
No.
Rashi, where he says Sofer Kameh.
Yeah, but that's it sounds like. That's what we're asking a question. So it can't be the Tanakhama. So who is it? Must be the Rabbona hold better before Atzma. Right? They say that it's not a Pchayil, it's Mutter Begizavoyda. El Rabbona Basroi. Nu Mechad Kronafka, the same Pasik that excludes in the Kaver. Why are you excluding the Kaver? Because not as Ocher, excluding at the Regnitz, because it's definitely not as Ocher. Because by a b'choid it says only one zocher, and yet coming out to kulam and ayah. Why by an oiled you need two zochers, one to the keva and one to be shoyl and reynis? By a b'choid you have one zocher and excludes everyone, the keva and the reynis, because it's not the same species according to Chacham. El pshitil Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel. Now listen to Rabbi Shmuel. The Amri Bishleim Rabbi Shmuel Mifshe Pshitile. If you tell me clearly, Rabbi Shmuel is definitely Mifshe Pshitile. That what? That it's a zocher. So you would think, Andreignis, it's a zocher. Why shouldn't you be chayv b'choyt? So the Torah has to come and tell you, nope, that this is not a zocher. So you think it's a zocher? Tell you, even though it's a zocher, I don't want Andreignis. Hainu di tzikrali muti. It's a chiddush. Even though Andreignis is also halach, technically it's a zocher. The Abish said, I don't want that kind of zocher for an oil. Fine. And the yamre mishapkele, if you can tell me Andreignis is a zocher, you know, itzir krali muti sveiku, you're possibly my safer. We're talking about no raya. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel is Mesupik if it's a male or a female. It's nothing definitely Zohar. And who is this Rabbona Basroi? And they hold that word that it's better than Atzma. So your question was the same, just like B'chor. One Zohar excludes the Keva and Adregnes. Why don't we do the same thing by Noila? So I'll tell you that actually you're wrong. Because you got B'chor, Tartikroi, Ksiva HaZohar, Zohar. That's actually two psukim by B'chor. One positive says Zohar. But another positive says Ashayilucha as Chorim Hashem. There's another positive that says Chorim. So you attack one positive from the Kaver and a separate positive from the Reginus. Even though, because they're separate categories, this is a Beirut from the Atma, and the first positive is only showing the Kaver, because the opposite of a Zacher in the Kaver. And the Reginus is not the opposite, it's just different. So you need a second Zacher, and the same thing by Oil, that's why you need a second Zacher as well to show the Zacher. So we have no. Yet clarkite what Rabbi Shmuel holds. Does he hold definitely Andreigen is halachically is a zacher, or he's saying I'm not sure what it is? Take my mind. How am I in the bechor? Rabbi Chizda machleik is Andreigen is. Comes Rabbi Chizda makes a statement. The whole machleik is Andreigen is. But tumtum di hakos feiku. But tumtum, what's a tumtum? Andreigen is a halachic question. We know what it is, but we don't know halachically how to view it. Yeah, we don't know what it is. Exactly. Yeah, but tumtum di hakos feiku. Everyone agrees that tumtum is a suffix zacher. Okay, we don't know what it is. The Kaddish was fake, and therefore it's a Pchayim Masafik. That's a Pchiz's Chiddish. So, by Erkin, so if you tell me, every Tum is a Safik, so by Erkin, Yarech. So by Erkin, we know there's a separate Erech for Zohar and a Keva. So at least you should have the you should be Machmed about that. We don't know what Zohar and a Keva, we should do an Erkin by a Tumtum according to you. Yet, Alomatanya, even the higher one, let's be Machmed. But Alomatanya, you do nothing. It says in the Pasik, HaZohar, the male, it says, Hoya Erkoch, HaZohar, should be so. And we dash in v'loy tumtum adreigis. Why not tumtum? Like adreigis may be for atzma, but why not a tumtum? A tumtum is either a zacher or in a cave. It's one or the other. So you're saying here that you're saying definitely it's a zacher or a cave. It's a suffix. So no, so why should we do shalom? And Gemara says, well, you're right. Some of the cantos remove from here. Tumtum taki is nerech, and will always. And Rashi says we'll always be machma like a zacher. Okay, Tosh, my next question. So erase from here the word tumtum. All the, now we're going to bring a whole bunch of brayos that has the word tumtum. We're going to erase. So in fact, we probably can do the Gemara tomorrow after the davening as well. Because let's continue the Gemara here. Toshma, it's the same flow the whole time. Yochla would have thought, Yehi Berech Ish, Avo Yehi Berech Ish. Okay, can I be Shoyl from an Ish? But let it be like an Ish. Hazocher. It says Hazocher, V'im the Kaver. And it says Hazocher, it says Im the Kaver. What it called? And we dashed over there, Hazocher, and then says, Im the Kaver, so the Kaver also has an Erech, but not Tumtum Nadregnes. No, why not Tumtum? We'll say it again. So, Mimikan, Tumtum, remove Tumtum from here. because tumtum definitely you do a nedach, like and memachmel like a zocher, because others are zocher in the cave. Talk about over here. It says by an oile im zocher. It says by im zocher. By sorry, it says by shlamim. You can bring a zocher or in a cave. Zocher vada in a cave, but the brayse dash is dafka zocher in a cave. But like tumtum, we're not tumtum. Tum is either which we don't know, but it's definitely a zocher other in the cave. So I mean, we can't tumtum erase it from here. Talk about coming here. It says by carbon oil. It says by hazocher by oil. It says dafka zocher v'lo in a cave. Kesho oimel matzah the brayse before. It says further down zocher she ain't tam alema. Why say second time zocher? Mat tam alema. What's coming to teach you? Lahoitzi tumtum adrenger to remove a tumtum that an oil cannot not only you cannot bring in a cave, you cannot bring a tumtum in the regnus. Before we were kochazich in the regnus. Now we're kochazich in the tumtum. What do you mean you can't bring a tumtum? What do you mean you can't bring a tumtum? The Eibishter knows what a tumtum is if it's a zacher in a cave. What are you telling us? The Gemara, some of them can't tumtum. Erase him here, tumtum. Toshma coming here. Haneved v'hamukze v'estan v'mechid. The following apostle used for avodah zarah, set aside for avodah zarah, or estan given as a gift to a harlot, or v'hamechid if he has traded it, a sheep for a goat, a dog, v'tumtum v'adreignis, and so too a tumtum v'adreignis kulon by a bird. We know if you do malika by a bird, but you did it's kosher. But if you did a malika on one of these birds, if a bird that had one of these psulim is, it's not a proper malika, and therefore it's like an avela. And what do you know about an avela's oiv toyer? That when you eat it, if you become tummy and your clothes. Like, and your clothes become tummy. So kulan mitamin begodim abeis ablia. They all become tummy and abeis ablia, including a tumtum and adreginus. Comes along Rabbi and says, tumtum and adreginus ain't mitamin begodim abeis ablia. He holds it does not mitamin begodim abeis ablia. Yeah, so now, but before we go right there, the question is going to be siphon Tanakam, Tanakam, Blazer. The Tanakam, our question is going to be Tumtum is other Zachar than the Keva, and we know by an Oif, there's no din of a Tamus Vizachrus by Oif as we had before. There's no din of Zachar by Oif. So, Manashach, Tumtum is a suffix Zachar and a Keva. It's not a barrier of an answer, according to everybody, he said. No. So, Manashach, what do you call it? If you did Malika on a Tumtum, it should be good. Whether you call it a zocher, whether you call it a cave, it's a proper malika. Yet it says a matamin, a kashim v'chachamim. And then Rabbi Lezer continued. Rabbi Lezer says, "Rabbi Lezer, I'm a komokin of a zocher in a cave. At the moitzi, you exclude tumtum adregin from name." Now, oif hoyel, he says, oif hoyel v'leinemba by zocher cave. And Rabbi Lezer says, but it doesn't say anywhere if male or female by oif. Ain't at the moitzi tumtum adregin from name. Even for what's saying zocher in the cave, why would you erase a tumtum from here? Luchadu, you say tumtum is either a zocher in a cave. We don't know. Some mekan tumtum. You're right. Remove it. Talks about coming in, Rabbi Lozer, and says, Hatreifa, the following by Tamuda, it says, Hatreifa, if an animal is a treifa, you know, it's one of the 18 treifas, or a kalayim, if an animal comes from a mixture of two parents, a crossbreed, or the 18 treifa, and it wasn't born, or a tumtum, or an adreignis, like Kedoshim, you cannot be makdish on his beach, v'leim makdishim. You cannot be makdish on his beach, or Kedoshim, that, for example, if he's a tumura, and we learned before, you know, Toy Bara Rabbi Toy, that even if an animal is a Balmum, and we learn a Tmura, you can make a Tmura on it, but not on these animals here. Today from Klein, and not on a Tumtum and Adreginus. Now, the Chayde. Now, how can they become, you say, Imagdish, they cannot make a Tmura from them. How did they become Kaidish in the first place? They were born in an animal that was Kaidish, was pregnant. And when you make the animal, the mother Kaidish, the fetus also becomes Kaidish. So this particular Tumtum became Kaidish, and now you want to transfer the Kedusha to another animal, do a Tumura. You can't. You can't. What does it mean, Kedoshim and Magdishim? Like Kedoshim and Tumura. It cannot be the receiving end of a Tumura. But like Magdishim, last of Tumura. Nor can it be on the giving end of Tumura. L'cheira, why not? According to you, it's other zocher, other nekeva. What's the big drama? Like more some can't to remove that from here. Touch what we learned. The five cannot be used for tumura. The elu hand the following: hatreifa, hakilayim, and kilayim, and you eat say deifin. The four, five we had before tumah the regnus. And says again, tumtum, and it cannot use it for tumura. Now. We just answer them and go erase it. Vichitema hochi nami sami mekan tumtum havele abo. Here you can't erase because he started out saying that five, and you can't say it was a mistake here because he said clearly five. Apik tumtum va'ayil yosem. What do you call it? We're talking about take out. You're right. There are five, but you counted the wrong one because every time you send the regnus, people automatically think that you put together tumtum. It's wrong. It's a yosem. When this baby calf, whatever it was born, this tumtum. The mother died on the spot, and when he was born. And we say the expression, Zeh Parish L'Misha, Zeh Parish L'Chaim, and you cannot bring that over here as well. you cannot use it for tumura.
This is a tumtum that the mother was Nikdush was carrying it.
Sorry?
And was there the mother was Kodesh?
Like Rachel and Binyamin. No, it's a yasim. It cannot be a tumura. It could be a Kodesh. It's a kosher animal. Just as lost its mother. And we learn from a pasuk that you cannot use it for tumura. It cannot be done tumura. Magdishin and Kodeshin. It cannot be on the receiving end, nor can it be on the giving end.
So can it be a but you can make it into a korban?
It itself can be
hegdish. It itself can be hegdish, but it cannot transfer. So the Gemara, Lema, let's say this whole thing is a katanoi. You're saying that this is what Chizda said, that everyone agrees that you cannot be a tumtum as other zachar than a kavish. We're not sure. Lame, let's say ketanoi. This goof is a machlekes tanoim. So, but he started off saying everyone not so pashut. Rabbi Loya, we had this before. And the regin is really a b'chayru. And the regin is a we said before is a male. We're not sure if it's 100% male or possibly a male. Umumma ima, but you cannot bring him as be'ach, and because it's a mum where the female genitals are. The Chachamim say in Kedusha Chol Olav. Chachamim say that it's a separate barrier altogether, so it's not a Zohar and a Kevah, you can't be Kedush. Now the Chachamim only arguing on Dreginus, they're not arguing when it comes to Tumtum. Rabbi Shimon, Yehuda Mishra, Rabbi Shimon, comes to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Harei Oymer, it says in the Pasuk, HaZohar by Abchoyr, it says in the Pasuk, HaZohar, Takdish Lashem, Chomokim Shenekim Zohar, Ein Elohaitzi, to exclude Tumtum by Dreginus. He clearly added Tumtum. So what do we see from him? Rabbi Shimon Yehuda holds that a tumtum is not a zacher or a nekeva; it gets excluded. The chitema, I'm going to say. In other words, it's a berry of an answer. It's not a suffix because he puts together in the class of the dragons. You'll see the same answer. Some mekan tumtum. Why don't you erase tumtum here? So you might have said Rabbi Shimon Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda is saying that what the dragons is a berry of an answer. And the chum is the exact same thing. So what's the machlekes? The only basis of machlekes is a tumtum, where everyone side the first two opinions hold that a tumtum is a suffix zochne kaver. And this guy and Rabbi Shimon and he holds no that a tumtum is a vade berry of an answer. El lav tumtum ikibenayu. So the kavus of an inkedusha chala olav. And Dreginis, the Chatzchanim how the chul the tumis nachalan and Dreginis, abul tumtum sveiku. Tumtum is a suffix with kaddish misveiku. It's kaddish because maybe it's a male and kaddish misveiku. What do you call it? But also Rab Shimon. Then Yehuda lemeim tumtum ber Yehu like kaddish. Rab Shimon come along and say that tumi is a barrier, a separate burial together. So maybe that's the machlekes. We'll stop here. So we can do tomorrow after davening. We'll finish the project.